Second pack of Tainus, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned the status of the Anshe Mishmar, the one of the Kohanim that are working in the Beis Hamikdash, in respect to Hilchas Tainus. This Mishnah is not discussing Hilchas Tainus, just since we brought in the concept of Anshe Mishmar, we're saying various halachas of Anshe Mishmar. So Anshe Mishmar, Mutar Mishta Zayin Balaylas, Abloy B'yomim. They're permitted to drink the wine the night beforehand, but not on the day of the Avodah. Maybe they will be needed to help out the other Kohanim. Anshe Beis Av, the Beis Av, the Kohanim that were actually doing the Avodah that day, lo bayoyim v'lo b'laylo, they would not drink at all at night because they've been involved in Avodah even at night, even though the Shechita and all the Avodahs, Nogeta, sprinkling the blood, are doing the daytime, but burning the fats was done at night also, so they had to do that avodah at night, so they would not drink at all. Anshe mishma v'anshe maimod asu milasapin l'chavis. There's something called anshe mishma, which were the people, the Kohanim that work in the Beis Hamikdash. Anshe maimod was also, the whole Klai Yisrael was split up also into 24 groups, and some of the maimid of each of these mamotas lived in Yerushalayim, and they would be the shliach to stand by the kolbe, just like when you send the shliach, you're overseeing the shliach. So the ones in Yerushalayim would be prohibited taking haircuts and washing the clothing the week of their mishmar. The idea is similar to Chol HaMoed. The reason why Chazal was so stringent about cutting hair and shaving and doing laundry on Chol HaMoed is not because it's worse than any other malacha. If you're doing Letzach HaMoed, Lechai should be mutter. But since they were concerned that a president will be very busy before Yom Tov and push off all his laundry and his hair cutting to Chol HaMoed, which is an improper thing, he should already be prepared before, clean and well dressed, and shaven, or haircut at least, before Yom Tov. Therefore, they said it's usur to take a haircut and cut one's hair and shave on Yom Tov, so that he should ensure that he'll do it beforehand. So the same thing applies for these Anshe Mishma, Anshe Maimon. They want them to be already all clean, have all laundered and haircut before they started this period of time. On the Thursday of their Mishma, they are allowed to do their laundry or fix up their hairs. Kavod Shabbos Kodesh.